Blog Talk Radio.
Hunter the One at Twitter. So you can go at Hunter the One
and find Hunter there. She's amazing. And that track is called My Shoes. The reason why I played it tonight is because it was in dedication of our guest of the night, and that is Miss Evita Kagler. And I just wanted to say that, you know, tonight's show is going to be amazing in retrospect of an amazing moment on the Intune show, because I've tried and I've hunted up and down and all around to get an entertainment attorney on the show for all of, you know, our listeners and supporters that are into music or into production or into, you know, PR work or management or whatever the case may be, anything that's evolving music. And it has been a journey, but upon approaching this beautiful soul, she was open to do it. So I feel more than blessed. I'm honored and I'm humbled by the fact that she's on the show sharing her insight with us this evening. So yay to Evita. I also wanted to take the time to say, hey, babies, because I normally start the show off that way. So I just want to say again, hey, babies, you know, you are now in tune, as you already know, with your girl, Miss P. And if you tuned in for the very first time, I just want to say welcome, and I hope that you find that our show is entertaining, but above all, you feel the love, the support, and the empowerment that we try to display every single show. No matter who we're interviewing, big or small, we definitely try to, you know, demonstrate the love for our listeners and our supporters out there. And if you're tuned in, as usual, then we just want to say we love you, love you, love you, and you already know how that goes. We appreciate your support, and without you guys supporting us, just like any business or any, you know, artist or anything out there that is proactive, without the support of the people, there really is nothing. So I just want to thank you all again for just being so amazing and awesome to all that the Intune Show does. There are several ways to access the show, and that's to stream live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975. So if you guys have any questions, then definitely feel free to call in and ask them. You can also use our interactive chat room for those who are a little camera shy, so to speak, to voice your opinions and comments, and I will read them. The luxury about that point is that you are behind the scenes, so you can sign in as a guest, and, you know, we can take your questions from there. All shows are on demand, so it can be accessed at your leisure. So if you're not able to tune into any shows that are live, you know, which is a bummer. I love for you guys to be interactive at the time that the shows are on, but I do understand that the show ranges from different times because I try to accommodate schedules and things of that nature, but they're all on demand, so it's not a total loss. So just a little bit about this amazing woman that's going to come on. I mean, a lawyer, a writer, a speaker, an educator, an innovator, entrepreneur. I mean, the list goes on, and I had to take time because this resonates with me so much, being, you know, a woman myself and just basically always trying to, you know, reach for the stars in terms of, you know, just always trying to be the innovator as she is, or to educate the ones that I can educate around me, and basically empower and, you know, uplift as much as possible. So, again, this experience tonight is going to be such a good experience for not only for you guys because you get to get in tune with her, but because I get to get in tune with her as well. So music has been her thing ever since she was a kid, and, you know, she always associated with it as in her youth, and that's the fascinating thing about her is that, you know, music has always been a part of her. So she just took it to another level, and here we are. Here we are with it all. So I'm not going to talk you guys heads off about it because I have a ton of questions. And I know there is a lot of people that has been tweeting me, texting me, and emailing me, and even Facebook, in both of my Facebook pages, because I go back and forth between accounts because one account on Facebook is totally jam-packed with awesome people. So I've started a new Facebook page, and I've put her on there, and people are just like, really, really? And I'm like, yeah, really tune in and be you know, be that person that's going to gain. Don't lose on this because it's a rare opportunity, and I can't say enough thank yous and show enough love to her for taking the time to get in tune with us tonight. So without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and bring her on so we can get the ball rolling because I know that we had people in the chat room early and was really, really ready for this. So I'm definitely excited just like they are. I just have on my Evita, like, fan shirt right now. Like, yay, yay. She doesn't know how much this means to me, but she's about to know. So without further ado, let's bring her on. How you doing tonight, Evita?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm so excited, as you already heard.
Wow, I'm excited that you're so excited. So the excitement level is on 10 right now. Like when you were talking about me, I'm like, who is she talking about? So that is super awesome, and I just appreciate you so much, one, for reaching out to me, and then two, for your thoughts that you just shared. I am so honored and completely inspired just by what you said about me. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure. And what the most amazing part of it, Avita, is that it's real, because, you know, I've done some research on you and I was just like, I want her on the show. This would be so awesome. I've done a research on a lot of entertainment attorneys. And when I've got to you, it was just like something drew me to you. Like, she is the one. That's who I'm going after. And if I have to show up at her office, then this is what's going to happen. I'm just going to act like I have a UPS, you know, delivery, but...
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Just go just as a UPS person and then say, hey, I'm Miss P, and, you know.
All good.
I'm just kidding. Awesome. I'm just kidding. So everyone is excited tonight, so I'm not going to waste the time playing games, even though I like to joke around a lot and make it, like, playful, because, you know, I try not to be so rehearsed with everything that I do.
Okay.
But we're just going to just basically start off with, if it's okay, with you just telling everyone who you are.
Wow. And how much time do we have?
We have 2 hours. Okay. So.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. Who am I? Oh, boy. How do I narrow that down? I am a woman of God. I am a woman of love, a woman of passion, a woman of vision, a woman of integrity, a woman of care, love, and concern. Those are the words that I would use to describe myself in a nutshell. Professionally, I am an entertainment attorney, mostly in the music space, representing recording artists, producers, songwriters, managers, independent labels, with all of their transactional needs and their consulting needs, transactional meaning any sort of contracts that they need to be done for all the different business matters that are going on in their careers, and then consulting, really just them coming to me and wanting to know the business of their craft, how to build their brand, what to do, what not to do, what things may mean for them in their career. So that's me professionally in a nutshell.
Right, definitely. My question also is this, you know, during your time in your journey, you've done so much, so it's just so hard to kind of like narrow it down, which I totally understand. But as far as your experience in this area of everything that you mentioned, plus some that I probably know how it is when you're being asked questions, you kind of leave some things out sometimes because it evades your mind sometimes that I'm like, really, I've done all of this. I don't want to sound cocky, but yeah, this is what it is. You know, how long have you been doing everything that you do?
I have been practicing entertainment law, or practicing as an attorney, period, for almost 6 years now. I started in 2006. I hung up my shingle and started my own practice. Right after I graduated from law school and passed the bar, it was a you know, I knew what I wanted, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So I spent a couple of years really just learning what I was even doing. I actually put something on my Facebook and Twitter the other day, basically stating how I started my practice the year that I graduated in 2006. And I had to learn to, one, how to be a lawyer, two, how to be an entrepreneur, and three, how to survive and thrive in the music business. I had no idea how to really do any of the three. I just knew that I had a passion and love for music that does stem from my childhood, which you mentioned earlier, that carried me to that point. So after I graduated from law school and was a certified lawyer, I still had so much learning to do. I'm still learning, but I had so much learning to do. I had to learn those three things that I mentioned. I had to learn what I didn't know. I had to find my strengths and my weaknesses and, you know, perfect my craft, just how an artist or producer or songwriter would have to perfect their craft. So It's been almost 6 years. It's been a very humbling journey. It's been an amazing journey. And it's just, you know, when I take a step outside of myself and I take a look at it, I am pretty amazed at how it all came together, because I can say with, you know, sincerity and candor that I had no idea how I was going to execute the vision that I saw. I had no idea. But I am excited to be speaking with you and be able to spread the message that, you know, if it's in your heart, if you have the vision for it, if God gave it to you, it is absolutely possible. So I'm glad to be on the other side of the journey, but there's so much more that I have to do and so many other things that I'm working on and planning on now. So almost 6 years, and it's been a good, challenging 6 years.
No, definitely. And, you know, it doesn't reflect in how you carry yourself, because there are some people that don't branch out in the areas that you have as far as writing, speaking, educating, innovators. Do you know, I don't even know if you know, but I just wanted to bring this to your attention that, you know, I do my little research, you know, and I've put your name into Twitter, and people are saying such amazing, insightful, inspiring things about you. And I'm like, I wonder if she even knows this. Does she even? Because I know that you're busy and you're building yourself and your brand and things of that nature. And, you know, sometimes you don't even, it evades us that people, how awesome we are. You know what I mean? Because you don't really view yourself. You know that you're doing things to contribute, but you don't realize what others are thinking or saying about you. So I put you in Twitter, and this guy says, you know, she's awesome. You know, it was just a random comment. It was like, she's awesome. And she came and spoke at my school.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. So you are influencing people outside of music, in retrospect of the youth, and that's what I resonate with as well. Because yeah, 6 years, but within your journey, you are making a profound effect on even the youth. So how do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
Wow. I don't even know how I feel about it. It's very heartwarming, and, you know, on my day-to-day, I just try to make sure that whatever I'm doing, that it's bigger than just me. Whatever opportunity that I can to, you know, influence the lives of others, you know, that I'm doing that and that I'm aware of that. And I know that sounds cliche or very cheesy or whatever the case may be, but I know firsthand that no matter who you are, where you come from, what your background is, what was given to you, what was taken from you, what your resources are, everyone in this world needs help. Mm-hmm. A helping hand, some helping words, no matter who you are, where you are. I know that firsthand because that was my experience. We all need help. And sometimes help is just a little bit of time or, you know, some encouraging words or sharing your story. So whenever I can, and sometimes it does become a little taxing because, you know, a lot of people need information and inspiration. And when you offer that, especially for students who are interested in my field, I'm always available to give information. But, you know, when they come, it's like, oh, but I am very much aware that everybody needs, and however I can, even in my day to day, whether I'm talking to strangers or neighbors or whatever the case may be, just being aware and making sure that I'm living a life that is bigger than just me. So to hear that, it's amazing. It gives me chills, and it kind of forces me to step outside of my grind. You know, moving, you know, at a pace that's hard to keep up sometimes. But just to hear that, like, okay, wow, it's happening. I do have some sort of influence, and that feels really good. It feels really, really good to hear that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not just him because, you know, I have like over 20,000 listeners, right? And they all have an opinion, which is a lot sometimes. And like you said, it can be taxing because trying to appease to everybody is not always what, you know, it's draining sometimes.
Yeah.
But I get it. But at the same time, you know, I had another, supporter that's just like, oh, my God, you know, and it's just really amazing how certain things that you don't think people are in tune to, and I like to always think that I'm bringing it to the, my listeners and supporters first, like, yeah, she's going to be on, and I'm thinking that they're all going to be like, well, who's this? Because that's what you really want, in my opinion, because you want people to go Google who this person is.
Yeah,
like, go Google.
Absolutely.
So you can be amazed that, okay, there's her website, there's everything, and then you're reading, and then you're getting that knowledge that you need not prior to the interview. So a particular friend of mine was just like, oh, my God, did you know she's this? Did you know that? And did you, you know, it was just like that. And it was like really a 15-minute conversation about how awesome you are. So, yeah, you are making. Yeah, yeah. And I was totally excited about it all day because, girl, you know, I have to go to a party tomorrow that I was invited to, right? And I'm like, oh, I have to find an outfit. You know how that goes, like, what I'm going to wear, what shoes, whatever, you know, the girly thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to go around and try to figure out what this is all about today. I want to be present. I want to be in tune. I want to, like, resonate what's about to happen tonight because you don't understand the significance and how powerful it is that you're here with me right now for me.
Wow.
And for the listeners. Wow. So I can't say enough about how, you know, we love you and we appreciate you and all that you're doing in the community. And, you know, you have added supporters from this moment on, period.
Wow. Well, geez. Well, I love you. That is amazing. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. And we have a caller on the line. Is it okay if I take it? Because they've been on hold for a little bit now.
Yes, that is fine.
Okay. So, caller, you're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing well,
good.
Thank
you. I'm good. This is Phoenix Star 9, and, yeah, it was weird when Ms. P told me that that you were going to be on, Ms. Kegler. I was like, wow, because I remember, and I don't know how I just remembered, it was like your name kind of like hit like a light bulb. I was, I remember a while back, I don't know what it was I was tweeting. I was tweeting something about Big Crit, I think, and I saw somebody else retweet it, and then, but they added you in it, and then, you know, it was like, I was like, that made me remember it, because I remember it's just like, you really do a lot for people, you know, as far as artists, and then I read up on you some more, and I read the article you did about, I think it was, or it was like a, it was kind of like metaphorically speaking, but it was like my ex-boyfriend,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know,
wow.
Because you don't get a lot of people that are really into the, you know, into actually helping somebody. A lot of people are just out here trying to make a dollar, but you're actually caring about the music industry and having people, you know, protect themselves and be in a good position. And that was just pretty awesome to me. So I just wanted to say thank you, and, you know, I hope to actually cross paths, you know, with you again. So that's
wow, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, you
all are saying these things. I'm just like floored. Thank you so much, and thank you for actually taking time to, you know, read that piece. And I actually wrote that piece. It is called My Ex-Boyfriend. I wrote that in 2000, and I think it was 2008, and it was right after I had a nephew who was an aspiring rapper and, you know, and whatnot, and, you know, living a certain lifestyle and, you know, was a victim of a horrible, horrible crime. So that happened, and then it was also in light of Shakur Stewart and his passing, and it really made me think about my position with music and my perspective in the music space, which often meets a lot of pushback, maybe from my colleagues or other people in the industry. And I'm very dedicated to my role in music and my perspective in music, and I'm really here to be a contribution to music because I know what music was to me growing up. You know, music to me is a gift. It is a real gift, a living, breathing thing that needs to be nurtured and protected in the whole nine. So, you know, in light of my nephew passing and then, you know, the passing of Shakur Stewart, I just really kind of had a moment where I was thinking about what music, the music industry appears to be and what music is and kind of the conflicting dynamic between the two. So that was, you know, just really just my thoughts on paper. And, you know, I took a leap and put it on my Facebook page, and I got so much love for it. And I said, well, I'm going to put it on my website, and so thank you for reading it and understanding it and appreciating it. I really do appreciate you for that.
Mm. Oh, no problem. You did it. You wrote it very well, and it was awesome. I like that a lot. So thank you for just taking the time out. Thank you, Ms. T, for taking the call. I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Oh,
we appreciate you, too. Yay.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So it's just like at the end of the day, you know, like I said again, you know, when we think that it's nothing happening or we just so focused that, you know, maybe no one gets it, people do, Vita. They really do. And that's why it's just like nothing but love on an in-tune show.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited, too, you know, and it's not even me. All the love is for you, and I'm excited. Like, yay, you know, and we also have, you know, Julie in the chat room who also says that you're awesome, and she was patiently waiting the whole time before the interview started, like a lot prior to that. So shout out to Julie in the chat room for being in tune. And patiently awaiting it all to come to pass. So that was love. I was cracking up. I said, look at her. She's already.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, Julie's on point. Julie's on point.
Definitely. So speaking arrangements, you have quite a few of them. So which one stood out the most for you, if you recall?
Wow. Speaking engagement, I would say one that really sticks out in my mind, for the last couple of years, I have been working on a book. and I've been working on it for a while, and it's amazing how you can have an idea of something and then you put a little effort into it and it becomes real life. It becomes a real thing. So that's what happened with the book. I finished my first draft of it, and I actually walked away from it for about a year or so and just recently picked it back up. But once I finished the first draft of the book, I would say back in 2010, the University of Georgia has a music business program, and the directors at that time, they allowed for me to come up to the University of Georgia and lecture from my book. That was absolutely amazing to me because not only was I teaching from something that I wrote, the students were responding to it and they were asking questions about it and they were helping me to flesh it out a little bit more. So I would say that's definitely a speaking engagement that really sticks out in my mind. It was just an amazing experience. I graduated from the University of Georgia, so be able to go back and contribute to their new music business program, which was not there when I was at the University of Georgia, and to teach from something that I wrote, my perspective and my thoughts, and for it to be received and processed by the students was just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Now, outside of just being awesome, right, and beautiful, and an intellectual, a lawyer, a writer, a speaker, an educator, an innovator. Now, when we go to innovator, guys, she is all those things and plus that, which we are learning and know. But I don't know if you guys need to go ahead and go to evitakagler.com. Kagler. Is it Kagler? I don't want to mispronounce it.
It's Kagler.
Okay. EvitaKagler.com and check out, you know, the blazer because I so am waiting for the fall. Okay. I'm so waiting for the fall because I am such a shopaholic. It's ridiculous. I need help, Judy. Do you even help with that outside of music? No, I'm just kidding. Like, I need a lawyer for myself. But I'm definitely loving the Jane. Is it Jane, right?
Jane, I'm so excited to hear that. And Jane is the love child between my mom and I. And the backstory, the reason why we called it Jane, And this is a funny story. My mom calls me Jane. She rarely calls me by my name, even though she's the one that named me. She calls me Jane, and it's a name that she just started calling me in my teenage years, and there really is no reason why. It's just a name, I guess, that she called me one day, and it stuck. And so when I visit my parents, or even when I'm on the phone with my mom, she calls me Jane, and I respond. It's the most random weird thing, but I think it's very characteristic of the relationship that I have with my mom and with my parents. Just random. My name is Jane when I go home. We don't know anyone named Jane. We have family members named Jane. It is not my middle name. You know, we don't have a favorite movie called Jane, but that's my name. It's so weird and random, but that, you know, that's our truth. So we decided to call it Jane. And then also, you know, if you come to my office or if I go to a meeting, rarely will you see me in a suit. It's just, suits are fussy to me. If they're not tailored right, it's just, suits are just a bunch of extra to me. You've got all these different pieces. You got to tuck it in. It's just too much. So what I like to do is wear, you know, a nice pair of shoes, some jeans, a T-shirt, throw on a blazer. I'm just really comfortable. I need to be comfortable when I'm meeting or when I'm at my office. And I'm a believer, of course you want to dress and press or whatever, but I'm a big believer that no matter what I have on, my words will get me to the point where I need to be with whomever's on the other side of the table. So I was telling my mom, I would just love if, you know, if we can make some blazers. And my mom is an interior designer, but she also sews draperies, bedspreads, pillows. She's really into the manufacturing piece as well. And she made my prom dress, and she's always altering things for me. So she said, okay, well, I'm going to make you some blazers. And then all of a sudden we were talking, and I said, well, what if we developed a blazer line, a line that specifically just focuses on blazers. You know, we're not looking at a full-on line of, you know, pants and skirts and the whole line at this point, but really just blazers, because I know women, we love a nice blazer, and we're talking about blazers that work for whether you're a student, whether you're a professional woman, whether you know you're an entertainer, whether you're older or younger, whatever the case may be. Every woman looks good in a nice tailored blazer that fits her style and her body, and we really want it to be a power piece that when you walk in the room, it's like, whoa, who is that woman? What is she wearing? And that's what we want to convey through the Jane line. So that's our baby.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm excited about it because, you know, it's true in retrospect of the fit, you know, and things of that nature of how something fits you to make you feel powerful. You know, it has to. Like, I like to look sexy as the sexy moments, and then there's the powerful moments where you just want to make a statement without saying a word. And definitely the way it's cut and it, you know, snugs to the body but then loosens out and, you know, all that good stuff. And just the color and the print alone is just awesome. So I think that when I first viewed this picture, you know, with your little cute heels on, girl, I was just like, I was checking out the whole look, and I said, I think I might have to adapt to that a little bit with that little blazer. But I was like, how long would it take me to find this blazer? You know, but now that I know that it's your line, it won't take me long at all.
No, it won't. No, it will not. So, yeah, I've got to squeeze in Jane and everything that I'm doing, but I am absolutely committed to, because it is something that it's a venture that I'm sharing with my mother, who is, you know, half of the reason why I am where I am, and the other half being my father. I've got amazing, amazing parents, and my dad is very much behind the whole Jane piece as well. He's always, well, what's going on with Jane? What do we need to do? And so he's a great supporter of this venture and what we're doing.
I'm sending out big hug and love to her family, because that's just, it is an awesome thing, an awesome feeling to know even dad is down. Like, yes, we're doing this. Okay, what we need to do, we put some tassels on it, you know, anything random, let's just make it happen.
That's exactly who my dad is. And when we were getting the blazer that you see in the picture, when we were getting that fitted and trying to figure out how we wanted it to look and feel and to fall on the body, my dad was the one who was taking pictures so that we can see it from behind and then look at it. So my dad is, like, the three of us, me, my mom, and my dad, we are very much a team, and they've always been my team since I was a kid. They were the ones who told me that I can do and be anything that I wanted in this life, and I believed them. So because of that message that they gave me and the time and the resources that they invested in me, you know, it's because of that and, of course, God, that, you know, that I am at this point. Absolutely. Like, my parents are my foundation, and they're such amazing people.
Yes, and I love them for being that strength and that rock. You know, no, seriously,
yeah.
Because you don't get that a lot, especially from the people that I you know, volunteer for and work with and stuff of that nature. That's what's missing. That's the missing link in some cases for so many people. So it's always good and heartfelt feeling, you know, to know that, hey, both parents are actively involved in your success. So much
yeah.
love to them for being amazing
yeah.
parents.
Aww.
Yay, I love
absolutely.
It.
Yay, mom and dad.
Like, if you are adopting anyone, Miss P is ready, okay? We're looking for, you know, looking for new parents or some extra. Okay, looking for some extra parents, because I do love my parents very dearly as well, but always looking for others, you know.
Okay.
It's always a gain. It's always a gain with me.
Always a gain. You can never get too much love.
No, you can't. I mean, really, come on, you know. Maybe that's just the only girl in me, you know. Are you an only child, or?
Well, I have older siblings, significantly older. So growing up, I felt as if I, you know, was the only child. But I do have older siblings.
Okay, awesome. And girl, boy, you don't have to be, like, so general with them, but I'm just a little curious. Girls,
a brother and a sister.
Yeah, so you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, a brother and a sister and a ton of nieces and nephews. And, yes, a ton.
Yeah, I know that feeling, because here it is, you know, I'm the only girl, I'm the oldest, and I'm the first grandchild. So, you know, I think that's what aids
wow.
me. No. the weight that people put on you, because my grandmother is a minister. So it's just like, you're the oldest, you're the leader, you're the one who shows them right from wrong type thing. It was like one
wow.
of those things, so... You carry the whole weight. Yeah, the whole weight is on my back at all times. So this is why it's nothing for me to do what I do as far as, like, supporting and wanting to bring people together, because it's just I was already, like, raised that way through the church,
okay.
you know, just
okay.
to always be that person, to always uplift and empower, even if it's just like, hey, how you doing today, to a random person that you don't even
mm-hmm.
know. Because you never know, you may have talked that person off the ledge in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I
you saying, you know, smiling at me. You know, maybe
yep.
today I feel crazy. And, you know, you smiling at me or taking the time to just look in my direction will make me feel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't have to use a gesture with your mouth and smile, people. You can just use your eyes sometimes. I smile for all those who don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So
I
look
agree.
At me.
I absolutely
mm-hmm.
agree. Absolutely agree. You never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know. So is there anything that you enjoy doing outside of all the awesome things that you do?
Wow. Well, in all candor, I am just now getting to a place and space in my life where I'm starting to understand when people say, you got to have that balance in your life. For me, in my 20s, I was so focused on achieving my goals, and for the most part, my goals were, you know, do well in college, graduate from college so that you can go to law school. Do well in law school, graduate from law school, take the bar, pass the bar so that you can be able to. So it was always next. I was very focused on it and wasn't really too much interested in anything that would take my attention away from that. So, you know, what may have been fun to some people in their 20s just wasn't fun to me, because I needed to be on the path and focus on my next goal. So getting to the goals was the only thing that really interested me. So now that I'm 31, I can now say to myself, what you worked for in your 20s, tirelessly for, it has happened. It's growing, but it has happened. So look up from your desk a little bit. Look at the world around you. and, you know, participate in the world and in what's going on. And so I'm just now really getting to the point where I can be comfortable enjoying my life outside of my work without feeling like I'm sacrificing something at work. And I still, you know, I'm still a work in progress with that because I've got so much stuff going on. There's always something that needs to be done, an email that needs to be responded to, a phone call or a contract or writing a book or whatever the case may be. So mm-hmm. now I'm taking baby steps, but I really enjoy a great coffee shop experience. Mm-hmm. Usually if I'm going to the coffee shop, though, I've taken some form of work, I go to the movies by myself, which I absolutely, absolutely love. I love good food. I love, love, love good food. You know, I don't spend all of my money at the malls. I spend all of my money eating food. that's just my reality. I love a good dining experience. So coffee shops, movies, you know, eating out somewhere, and now in the summertime, getting down to the pool. So those are baby steps, and those are things that I enjoy doing outside of my work.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. I love it all. And what you said is real as far as, like, coffee, because I'm a coffee fanatic. Like, coffee.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. I want coffee every single day, all day, all, you know, but I don't know. So many different studies on how coffee affects the body, and I'm just like, you know what, really, really, I'll give up something else, but not the coffee.
you got to have the coffee. I actually, there's a colleague of mine who once tweeted, the first person who put a coffee bean into hot water should get a royalty. And I thought that was so profound because it's so true. There's something about coffee. I'm just glad that it's legal. And I do enjoy a good cup of coffee. And the great thing about coffee is there's all different kinds. You can make it at home. You can go to a coffee shop. You can go to Starbucks and get, you know, several different variations of it. And so coffee is a good thing. It's a good business, I'll tell you that much. It gets
I'll
all
tell
the
you
money.
That. I was thinking about getting some stocks there because I'm just kidding, but something, you know, especially Starbucks, because I work on Wall Street and every Starbucks is always out the line, like out the door, excuse me,
door, yeah.
Morning, noon, and night. It happens.
Unbelievable. The last time I was in New York, I touched down in New York and I said, okay, I need to find a Starbucks so I can go get some coffee, some Wi-Fi, get some work done. And I stepped outside of my hotel. There were Starbucks everywhere, every single one packed. Some of them are small, so the line is out the door. It's unbelievable. It's
mm-hmm.
unbelievable that there could be that many Starbucks in New York, and all of them seem to be doing very well. And I guess that's why everybody in New York is running at a high speed.
Like they don't slow down. Everyone's in a rush all the time.
No. No,
it's true. It's true. But when you crash off of it, you know, for me, it's not a good experience. So, you know, I try to moderate now in between drinking, like, you know, a liter of water in between because, you know, I know that too much of it is not a good thing, but I do enjoy it and I'm not going to stop, doctor. That's a shout out to my doctor who tells me that I need to stop with the coffee, okay? It's not going to happen. But on another note, okay, in retrospect to what people really want to know, you know, why we have you on the show as well, because this is an opportunity, of a lifetime. And with that being said, you know, you don't have to tell us in general because I know sometimes, you know, certain things need to be addressed when people approach you, which I want them to do for your expertise and your skills. But it's very, very hard for a lot of people out there that's trying to come up. So my question is this, like, how do people or what advice would you give people in retrospect of trying to get their career off the ground and, you know, the certain fees or the certain, like, steps that they should take in order to obtain an entertainment attorney or, you know, first step first, this is what they should do second type thing?
Wow, that's a humongous, humongous question, and that certainly is, you know, always the question of the hour when you're dealing with the music industry, and it's actually it's at the core of what the book that I'm creating will be about, what I found is that when I talk with people, whether they're writers or producers or artists or managers, publishers, whatever the case may be, and whether they're new at it or maybe they even have Grammys, what I found is that across the board, a lot of people really do not understand the business of their craft. And it really amazed me because from what I know and from my perspective in the seat that I sit in and the information that I have, there's so much information and so much, I shouldn't say so much strategy, but there is a strategy and there are quote-unquote secrets or ways or to go about doing things in the music industry that a lot of people are just unaware of. So I thought to create the book because I'm not going to meet everyone who needs the information. Everyone's not going to come to my office or whatever the case may be. So I tried to think of what could I create that's going to touch a larger number of people than I will ever meet face-to-face to get this information to them. I believe that if more people are empowered with information, plans, and then execute those plans within the music space, that's really going to make the music space better for everyone involved in it, whether you're just starting, whether you're, you know, you've been in the industry for a while, or even if you're, you know, you're well-established. The more we all know collectively to really figure out how the music space works, or how we can make it work for us and our own individual journeys within the music space, I think the better off the space overall will be for everyone involved. So how to really build your career or become established, I always encourage people, no matter what capacity you want to be in the music industry, I always encourage people to really take a step back from the industry and take a look at who they are. Who are you and what is music to you? And then once you discover those things or flesh them out a little bit, write them down on paper, really building your journey out from there. I believe that the most impactful, the most significant, the most iconic brands within the music space are unique and they're sincere. So I believe if you can build a brand within the music space from who you are, which no one else can duplicate, you know, it's your thing, and really building it from there with education and research, really putting a plan in place that you can gain some good ground. The good news is that the music industry, it's in such an interesting place now because there are no right or wrong answers. There's trial and error, and you learn and you tweak your plan a little bit, but no one can tell you your plan and your ideas and your music is wrong. Maybe 15, 20 years ago, you know, someone can tell you that it's wrong and that was kind of the law, but now no one can tell you whether you're right or whether you're wrong. And I think that's just the beauty of it. It makes things a bit more riskier. You put in a lot more time and resources just trying to learn, you know, what's the best thing for you. But no one can tell you that you're wrong. It's really just building something that's unique to you and then finding the consumer and the fan base that's interested in what it is that you have to offer. And that's going to be different if you're a band. It's going to be different if you're a hip-hop artist. It's going to be different if you're a songwriter than is if you're going to be if you're a producer. So each person should really take a look at who they are and what music is to them and what they want to contribute to the music space and do your research. Do your research on the history of music. Do your research on where music is now and do your research on where you think music is going. And it really is about the content that you create, making it unique to you, and then presenting it in a way, building your brand in a way where it connects with people who will consume it, invest in it, you know, be interested in it, check up on it, read about it, all of the above. So I don't have one answer for that. But I think the point is that there are many ways that you can build, but you really got to take off your creative hat and really put on, you know, what's my plan? How do I create a plan? How do I move forward with this? So that's kind of my general answer.
Right, definitely. So, okay, just one more thing, because I know that it's, you know, it's a whole legal thing. Like, you have to
be in an office type thing. But I've done some research and I made some phone calls and I tried to connect to a few lawyers, and they weren't really friendly, so to speak. You know, it was just like, pay my fee online in order to talk to me. You know, which is understandable. But if I just have general questions, or someone per se had general questions, and my questions is always about, it's not about me because I'm not going into the entertainment field in that level, but it's always about the listeners, trying to gain for them so they can learn and, you know, reestablish their networking or the things that they're doing. So do you just overall suggest that a person, like you said, that can't afford maybe the fees of some of these entertainment attorneys that range from anywhere from $75 for a half an hour to $200 or something just to talk to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you suggest, okay, build yourself, build your brand, you know, first. Build your fan base second, and then go and inquire for entertainment attorneys consultation, and then take it from there.
Well, I mean, I think that's a tough one. I always recommend that people consult with a lawyer, but I think you kind of have to know the lawyer that you're consulting with. For me, if somebody calls me and they have questions, I'm going to talk to them, you know, about the questions, just to kind of really help them figure out what it is that they even want. Because a lot of people who call my office, they kind of know that they need a lawyer, but they really don't know what they need. I find that a lot. So what we'll do sometimes is we'll set up an initial consultation, and I actually do charge for my initial consultations, because here's what I know for sure. When you come to my office and you speak with me, whether it's an hour and a half, or two, however long it ends up being, I'm going to make sure that you leave with next steps. I want everyone who comes and speaks with me, whether they come back or not, to have gained something by speaking with me. It really is about empowering people to really grow. There's no point in you coming to my office, speaking with me, and you haven't gained something from, you don't know what your next steps are. So before people leave my office, if it's an initial consultation, I'll say, okay, you've got homework. What are the next things that you need to do based on the conversation that we just had? And, you know, don't write out a list, just that and a third. And if anything, it helps to broaden the perspective. And that's one thing that I'm really an advocate of, is just broadening the perspective of how people choose to approach music. I think a lot of people have the idea that they have to create music and get it on the radio and shoot a video for it in order to become successful. And that's not the case. So I do recommend that people consult with a lawyer earlier in their career, if anything, just to get a roadmap of what they should be looking to do. Or, you know, if you have independent artists that are looking to create an album, I mean, there are so many legal pieces to creating an independent album, even if you aren't on a major level. So I do recommend that, but if for some reason, you know, people aren't able to afford a consultation, one, I'll say, you know, if it's really important to you, you know, you'll save the money to make the consultation happen. And I'm the type of person that, you know, if you can't afford my consultation fee, I'll work with you. Let me know that my time means enough to you that you're going to come up with something, and I can respect that. So you have to understand that when you're dealing with a lawyer, that is your time and their service. But, you know, aside from that, there's so many resources online. Not that you should be your own lawyer, but there's so many resources online. I think people would be doing themselves a great disservice if they didn't just do a basic Google search on music publishing, understanding a recording agreement, or just the different things that are out there, different types of agreements and transactions or what have you. There's so much information. There are lots of organizations, depending on where you are, particularly in Atlanta. AFSCAP, BMI, and CSAC will have maybe monthly panels, whatever the case may be. The Recording Academy, NARIP, NARIP. There are lots of different organizations that will have panels that feature lawyers or different people that talk about music industry specific topics that are very relevant to people's career. So there's a lot of stuff that you can really do on your own to gain knowledge. But I do believe at some point you should consult with an attorney. But understand, or try to understand what you need consultation on. If you come to my office, you haven't quite figured out what your goals are, what your next steps are, I'm only going to be able to consult you with what I can gather from you. So I think the best way to prepare to really get the most out of a consultation is just really kind of have your goals in place. And it's okay if things change. You can tweak some things, but really know what you want to do or have a good idea of what you want to do so that you can get the most out of a conversation with an attorney. And I truly believe that any good attorney should be able to talk with you about what your goals are. And that's not really a legal thing, but what your goals are and really helping you to put some steps in place so that you can have some forward movement.
Absolutely. And I think that that's excellent, excellent advice overall, period, point blank. And, you know, how do people go about inquiring your services?
Do not send a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the website, and on evitakegler.com, on each page, you'll see like a little envelope. And if you put your mouse over the envelope, it'll move. You can send an email, just kind of inquiring about services, and those emails either come directly to me or my lovely assistant Julie, and I absolutely touch and read and see every single one. So you can go on the website, because sometimes when you go to a website and it says, you know, contact us here, and you send an email, you don't know who's getting it, if they're ever reading it. That is not the case with that website. We absolutely do get all of the emails, and we respond to all of them. So that would be the best way. Or you can call. The office information is online on that website, and you can, the telephone number is there, and the email is there.
Absolutely. And I want to co-sign that Julie is amazing, and so is Avita, because they were right on my email, and I love that about them even more. You know, they didn't make me suffer and wait.
Oh, thank you.
Well, no, thank you, because you guys didn't make me have to send an email like, really? Really? That's all the email would have said. Like, you know, dear Ms. Cagler, really? 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 Like, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, they are awesome, and they're on top of it, so you definitely want to do that. So before I let you go, what advice would you give another person who was interested in taking the steps that you've taken to become this awesome, awesome, awesome individual that we have before us?
Oh, geez. Okay. a couple things come to mind. I think on the you know, if there are any students out there, whether you're in college or whether you're in law school and you're interested in becoming an entertainment attorney, specifically in the music space, I do have a program. It's called Future Music Attorneys, which I started last year, I believe. And we are up to 125 students across the country. And we've had about 13 panels. Each of them have been posted online, which feature music lawyers. And we're speaking about different topics, how to build your brand as a music lawyer, what does it mean to be a music lawyer, how to become a music lawyer, negotiation points and a management agreement, recording agreement. So if you're interested in this field, I highly recommend that you become a member. It's free membership. You will get access to all of the emails that we send out. You can take a look at all of the panels. You can attend the panels if you're in the Atlanta area. If not, you can certainly see the panels online. And we're looking to really step up the platform by incorporating more technology this year, by having one-on-one live interviews with lawyers in other states, some of my colleagues. So we're really excited about this program. We're hoping that it is influencing lives, that it's empowering young people to, you know, determine if this is something that they want to do, really being able to prepare before they even become a lawyer, prepare to really create an impact in the music space, which is so, so very important to me. So if you're interested in this field, go to futuremusicattorneys.com, and all of the information is there. And if you have any questions, definitely send us an email or give us a call. But for people who want to, I guess, kind of thrive in the music space or whatever the case may be. And I say this as a person who's still growing in the music industry, and I still have a ton of stuff that I want to get done, a ton of growth that I have before me. But really, for me, it's a spiritual thing. None of what I have been able to accomplish thus far is possible, has been made possible without God. I'm just not that incredible on my own. I'm just not. So I certainly, you know, give credit where credit is due, and really being in tune to, in the In Tune Show, really being in tune to what your purpose and what your passion is, and really sticking to it no matter what the challenge is. It's worth it. You'll be okay. Everything does happen in due time, and you'll get an extra layer of skin through all of the challenges or whatnot. But stick to what you know in your gut, the gifts and the talents that have been given to you, and make them happen. You know, I am no different than an artist or producer or songwriter that's fighting to claim his or her space and making music happen in a major way. I'm just on the legal end, but I'm no different. So I am sticking to the vision that was given to me, the talents that I have, the passion that I have, and I'm not letting up on it. And it's been a good ride thus far, and I'm looking forward to, you know, what's before me. But that is, you know, that's what I would suggest. You know, just stick to it, believe in it, and, you know, give them hell.
Absolutely. And I just was emailed a question before I let you go, Evita. And the question was,
okay.
Could you ask Miss Evita what's the legal ramifications of, you know, playing someone, an artist's song on their Blog Talk radio show? Like, is there amount of seconds? Can you be sued? Is it allowed for you to play, like, a mainstream artist's music on your show without their permission, I guess, so to speak?
That's really going to depend on the size of the blog show that you have, but ultimately what needs to happen, because you're dealing with a performance royalty. Just like if they're going to be played on the radio, you know, terrestrial radio, how we understand it to be, you're dealing with a performance royalty and just making sure that the people who are writers on the record are being, you know, are being paid. So when it comes to you know, online platforms, you may want to look at Sound Exchange, and it's soundexchange.com, and that's the organization that will pay royalties to the featured artist on the records, as well as the company or entity that actually owns the record. And basically, you would be looking to pay a licensing fee, and that licensing fee is really going to depend on, you know, how much content you're going to be using. So I would say definitely start with Sound Exchange. To get some sort of directive here. And I do believe that they have two different boxes. One, you know, if you're an actual person on the record, and another one if you want to license. I can't remember how their website is laid out, but they would be the entity that you would pay in order for them to get the royalties to the proper people. So you're looking at some sort of licensing fee there. So definitely start there.
Okay. Now, say, for instance, you had the artist on your show, per se, and they gave you the music to play on the show. Is it still, like, some legal ramification for playing their song there after the interview, or is it because they gave you the music to play prior that it doesn't make it okay, or is it still something that needs to be sought out from the licensing bureau?
Well, it's still a licensing issue because, say, for instance, you have a artist that comes in and gives you the record, and let's just say the artist is just a performer on it, but you still have some sort of obligation to, one, the person or the company that owns the record, which may be the artist's record label, and then also the writers on the record, which may not be the actual performer on the record, the artist that you show. So you're still dealing with, in essence, intellectual property that doesn't just belong to that artist, if at all. So you just want to be very clear about that. And if a record is being played, there's someone who's owed some sort of royalty. So, you know, I don't foresee that someone's going to come and shut down an entire, you know, blog radio show because a song has been played. But again, the size and the magnitude of that blog show is you know, is certainly going to depend. You know, say, for instance, it's just, I give this example all the time. You know, if you sample a record, but you've sold 15 records with that sample on it, nobody's going to care. People care, but nobody's going to care. But if you then sell 15,000 or 50,000 or 150,000, then you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a completely different level. So ultimately, you're still dealing with a licensing issue, even if the artist gave you the record. Because like I said, the artist may not have ownership mm-hmm. in all of the rights that are involved with that record.
Absolutely. And it's definitely something that opened my eyes as well, because, you know, here I am thinking. No, so this was a great question. So shout out to Dr. Sue for sending that in the email and right in time for me not to let you go, you know, because then she would have probably took me for a gang fight later. Like, really? You didn't ask the right question? But, yeah, so definitely that's a good, you know, some good insight in retrospective at all, because here it is, I'm thinking that, hey, listen, they sent it to me, but not thinking about the engineer, the producer, the possible writer of the track and things of that nature. So I'm definitely going to look into that, because, you know,
okay.
I don't want no problems, but
no.
I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, definitely. So, Avita, I'm not going to keep you any longer than what I already have. Again, you know, there really are no words for you. And 6 years, but they're good years, as you have, you know, stressed during our whole conversation, that it's been an amazing experience for you so far. And I can see why, because you're amazing. And you had a lot of, you know, amazing people around you, like Julie, like your parents,
yes.
and yes. everyone that's on your team, I'm sure, because I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way. But I just want to convey to you that the Intune Show is your family now. You know, we just kind of adopted you, period. And and we want to stay in tune with you. And, you know, even if you can't, you can always have Julie, like, you know, get it, reach me and let me know, like, this is what's happening this day if it's a speaking event. And I can kind of, like, put it out there so people can know that this is happening. Or when you launch your book, and when, of course, when Jane launches, I definitely need to be in tune to that, like, ASAP.
Absolutely.
Like ASAP, and it's not even a game. Like, I will stalk you for Jane, okay? So I don't want to do that. But definitely keep me in tune as much as you can, because to me, we're family. It's not about just getting you on the show one time, getting all the amazing information out of you and gaining on you, and then just losing perspective, because that's not what I'm about. I take that very offensively. Like, you know, we bonded. We had a moment, so let's keep that moment going and support each other as much as we humanly can, outside of the things that we need to do, and, you know, in light
Absolutely.
Of it all.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Yay.
I appreciate you so much. Absolutely.
I appreciate you. So tell everybody once again before you go where they can, you know, find you to gain, because for now on, I'm sticking your name and everything. Like, oh, yeah, go to her website. She's awesome. So this is definitely where, you know, I'm sending, like, the celebrities, you know, people that are just reinventing themselves out there that were mainstream. Now they're going back into mainstream. Like, I'm definitely like, do you have a lawyer? No. It's going to be, like, one of those conversations constantly. So, you know, I'm going to try my best, and I'm always going to be, like, a cheerleader on your side. So that's basically what I'm conveying, that we're here to support, and this is your platform too. So tell everybody where they can you're welcome. Tell everybody where they can you know, get you again so they can stay in tune with you.
Okay, you can go to avitakagler.com. That's www.evitakagler.com, and you can kind of see everything that I have going on and things to come. And then also, if you are, like I said earlier, interested in becoming an entertainment lawyer, specifically in the music space, and you're looking for information and don't know where to go, don't know where to start, definitely check out futuremusicattorneys.com, and I trust that it will be a phenomenal resource for you. And if there's anything that you need through that platform that's not there, definitely let us know, because that is a program of service and to support college students and law students who want to walk down this path. So that's where you can find me.
Yay, I'm so excited. And for all those that don't know or in the chat room right now, I posted prior to the show her website and her follow on Twitter. Definitely stay in tune with all her tweets. And Julie just posted everything too. And you're welcome, Julie. She said, thank you, Miss P. Make me want to blush. Thank you. And, you know, definitely, like I said again, don't make me stalk you because I know you're a lawyer and you can take me down, but I will stalk you. Just like, hey, listen, you forgot about us. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. But thank you so much for everything. You are amazing on so many levels. And just keep continuing inspiring people like myself to do better things and more, because that's basically what you're out here doing, whether you realize it or not. So thank you for just, you know, your contributions. And we look forward to your book. We look forward to everything that you have to offer to this world, because it's a lot that you do have to offer. So thank you for staying focused on those offerings. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm speechless. Thank you so much. I truly, truly, truly do appreciate you and your words. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Yay, guys. So that was Evita. I'm so super excited. I don't know what to do. No, it was like that. I went into groupie mode really quick. And the reason why I get so excited, and anyone who tunes into the show definitely knows that, it's just so rewarding when you're in contact with awesome people. That's genuine, to say the least, because it's just like an academic these days where you can't really come in tune with a person who are who they say they are or do the things that they say they're going to do. And it's not to take away from anyone. It's just really to bring consciousness to state of being. You know what I mean? Like everything that we do in this life is reflected on others. So think about that the next time you do whatever it is that you do or you say you're going to do something. Be true to who you say you are in order to gain, because that's really what it's about. We are all amazing in our own right. We are all celebrity in our own right. But it takes a strong person to keep their eye on the focus at hand and execute it in a way where you're doing what you have to do to build yourself, but in the same aspect, you're building others. And she's definitely one of those people that I look up to. And again, shout out to Hunter, the one, you know, because I played her song earlier in contribution and as tribute to Miss Evita Kagler for being amazing. Walking in our shoes as women is never an easy thing is the theme of Hunter's song. And she makes it look easy. I love it, love it, love her. And I love her, and I'm an avid supporter, and I'm just asking all you guys who are tuned in right now to definitely stay in tune with her. And if you guys are looking for someone to represent you, who else would you want to represent you but this amazing woman? So stay in tune, guys, because it's only going to get better from here. And always, always remember that we all have something to offer the world, but at the same time, you have to invest in yourself. So the whole purpose of me having Evita on the show tonight is a definitely good look for women out there at large to see that there's nothing that you can't do. Because, again, I stress to you, not only is she a lawyer, she is a writer, she's a speaker, she's an educator, and she's an innovator. And if you didn't know, now you know tonight on the Intune show. So I'm all for it. I'm all about it, okay? And I'm all about the people, but I'm all about the people that are all about themselves and in retrospect of just being able to, you know, take it to that next level like she has. So I'm excited for her, and I look forward to all the amazing things that surround her. And I look forward to all the amazing things that surround you guys, too. So if there's anyone out there that has an expertise, a skill, you know, just life journey experience that you want to share on an Intune show, I want to get in tune with you. Everyone is relevant. Everyone is important. It's not about me just having mainstream people on the show. It's not about that. I mean, that's all fun because I have fun doing it, you know, talking to people that I looked up to or loved their music for so long. But it's also important to get in tune with you guys most of all because you are the people that represent everything for everyone, you know, and without you guys tuning in and being supportive like you are, there's no Intune show. And I won't be able to bring amazing people like Evita to you guys. So definitely, you know, I want to just let you guys know that you are important. You are very important to me, and I want to be able to gain from you. And I hope that when you guys tune in, you gain from me. So with that being said, babies, there is no show tomorrow, okay? I have to go to a barbecue like I was just telling Evita. and I have to figure out what the heck I'm going to put on. I wish I had that jean jacket. Yes, that jean jacket would been a good look, but it's definitely going to be a good look for this fall when I'm out there doing my thing. So I'm definitely excited to shop already, and it's so early. It's not even fall yet. But I will be on Sunday, and I'm going to be on with Shannon Bex. And for all those who don't know who she is or kind of lost track, she is from Danny D. King, P. Diddy's group that he started with the Four Girls. Yeah, she will be on at 4 p.m. Eastern, so be in tune for that. In the meantime and around time, enjoy your Saturday without my big mouth telling you guys what to do with your lives, okay? Because I just want you guys to also keep in mind really, really quick, that when I'm on here and I'm telling you guys to get up off the couch and do something different or just take more, you know, relevance in yourself, it's not because I'm trying to put you down or take away. It's just to build you up, empower, and inspire. So that's basically what the In Tune show is about for all those who's tuned in for the first time, that being in tune only makes us more powerful. When you tuned out, the world passes you, as Vita stated earlier. Like, be in tune to now, the present. Okay, because the present moment you can never get back. Until Sunday, babies, stay in tune. Have a good night. And thank you, Evita and Julie, for everything that you are. And Phoenix for calling in. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin.